At this time, I was not on junk, but I was a long way from being clean in the event of an unforeseen shake. There was always some weed around, and people were using my place as a shooting gallery. I was taking chances and not making centavo one. I decided it was about time to move out from under and head south. When you give up junk, you give up a way of life. I have seen junkies kick and hit the lush and wind up dead in a few years. Suicide is frequent among ex-junkies. Why does a junkie quit junk of his own will? You never know the answer to that question. No conscious tabulation of the disadvantages and horrors of junk gives you the emotional drive to kick. The decision to quit junk is a cellular decision, and once you have decided to quit, you cannot go back to junk permanently any more than you could stay away from it before. Like a man who has been away a long time, you see things different when you return from junk. I read about a drug called yahe, used by Indians in the headwaters of the Amazon. Yahe is supposed to increase telepathic sensitivity. A Colombian scientist isolated from yahe a drug he called telepathine. I know from my own experience that telepathy is a fact. I have no interest in proving telepathy or anything to anybody. I do want usable knowledge of telepathy. What I look for in any relationship is contact on the nonverbal level of intuition and feeling, that is, telepathic contact. Apparently, I am not the only one interested in yahe. The Russians are using this drug in experiments on slave labor. They want to induce states of automatic obedience and literal thought control. The basic con. No build-up, no routine, just move in on someone's psyche and give orders. The deal is certain to backfire because telepathy is not of its nature a one-way setup, or a setup of sender and receiver at all. I decided to go down to Colombia and score for yahe. Bill Gaines is squared away with old Mike. My wife and I are separated. I am ready to move on south and look for the uncut kick that opens out instead of narrowing down like junk. Kick is seeing things from a special angle. Kick is momentary freedom from the claims of the aging, cautious, nagging, frightened flesh. Maybe I will find in yahe what I was looking for in junk and weed and coke. Yahe may be the final fix.
The End. You've been listening to Junkie by William S. Burroughs, narrated by T. Ryder Smith.